I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A Serbian judge says Radovan Karadzic must be transferred to The Hague to stand trial for war crimes in the former Yugoslavia. Karadzic is a former Bosnian Serb leader. He was captured yesterday after being on the run for 13 years. He was known as the architect of genocide and ethnic cleansing against Bosnian Muslims in the early 1990s. The World's Jeb Sharp begins our coverage.
In the end, the arrest was a peaceful one. Radovan Karadzic, long rumored to have been hiding out in the wilds of eastern Bosnia, turned out to be in the heart of the Serbian capital, Belgrade. He was living under an assumed name, practicing alternative medicine, and all but unrecognizable with long, scraggly hair and a flowing white beard. One Serbian journalist said he looked like Albus Dumbledore, the wise old wizard of the Harry Potter books. But there the similarity ended.
One of the worst men in the world, and the most wanted man in Europe, the Osama bin Laden, if you will, of Europe, has finally been captured.
That's Richard Holbrook, the former U.S. negotiator who led the shuttle diplomacy that helped bring the Bosnian War to an end. Human rights advocates were celebrating today at news they considered long overdue. International law expert Paul Williams advised the Bosnian Muslims at the Dayton peace talks.
Radovan Karadzic was the mastermind behind the genocide in Bosnia, and this is a significant victory not only for the people of Bosnia, but also for the notion that justice really does have a role to play in the peace-building process.
Williams and others lament that it's taken 13 years to bring Karadzic to justice. The reason it's happening now is that the European Union has stepped up its demands that Serbia cooperate with the Hague Tribunal before being allowed into the EU. And Serbia is desperate to join the EU for economic reasons. Serbian diplomat Dragan Zupanjevac emphasized that today.
It is a clear sign that Serbia wants to fulfill its commitments to the International War Crimes Tribunal, wants to fulfill its obligations to the international community, because we are very much aware that without closing the chapter on cooperation, we cannot make full progress in our ambition to join the EU, which is the strategy of the government and the wish of the Serbian people to be fully integrated in Europe.
But the EU may not give Serbia a warm embrace yet. It still wants action on another top suspect, former Bosnian Serb military commander Ratko Mladic. Former U.S. war crimes ambassador David Sheffer says Mladic carried out Karadzic's genocidal design, especially the massacre at Srebrenica.
It was General Mladic who was in the field actually accomplishing these tasks. It may be that General Mladic actually carries more responsibility for the genocide at Srebrenica than Karadzic himself would be directly responsible for. General Mladic was there, he was on the ground, and he was issuing the orders that resulted in the direct genocide of at least 8,000 men and boys.
Sheffer thinks it's essential that Mladic face justice as well as Karadzic, but Mladic may prove even more elusive than Karadzic. Paul Williams says the two men were protected in quite different ways.
Karadzic was protected by his wealth, his resources, the black market, people he paid to protect him. Ratko Mladic is protected by the Serbian army, so it will be difficult to turn over Mladic, but the expectation is clearly there. If Karadzic, then why not Mladic as well?
Karadzic's arrest is seen as important for Serbia, where there's still tension between the reformers who want to join Europe and a more nationalist old guard. But the arrest is equally important in neighboring Bosnia, where reforms are also required before that country can enter the EU. Again, Paul Williams.
This is the first stage in the final phase of the healing process of Bosnia. Karadzic has to stand trial. The tribunal has to do an effective job of putting forth its case, and Serbia must arrest Mladic and send him to the tribunal as well. And then the political system, which was designed with the consent of these two individuals and which has handicapped Bosnia for the past decade, must be redesigned in the light of modern principles of democracy and human rights.
Serbian leader Slobodan Milosevic famously made a mockery of the tribunal with his antics during his own trial. He died in custody before it was completed. Legal experts hope the Karadzic case and that of Mladic, if he's captured, will be more tightly controlled. That's one lesson learned. Another is that it takes enormous political will and sustained attention to reel in the big fish in these high-stakes atrocity cases. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.